And we have come back out of executive session into main session, and Jim has...
Emailed.
You've already emailed that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Were we finished with the sewer board?
We were. They said that was, those things were all legal or contract, and they were good.
Gentlemen, our next piece of business is the commission districts discussion, but because that may be lengthy, I'm going to ask that we move to the bid award, newspaper services and road materials bid. Is that all right?
Yes.
Is that all right? Linda.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. If we could start with the road materials bid, I have presented you a letter that has been given to me by Road and Bridge, Randy Hayes, the Road and Bridge coordinator. He is not present at the time. At the present time, I think he was thinking 2:30, so Sheila might have went after him. But this is the letter stating why we've asked for each thing to be awarded as primary and secondary, as you had asked for in the last meeting.
On item one, I think there was some question on the Hilda quarry.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Is it possible that, and I'm talking to the commission here, I've thought about it, reviewed the bid specs and all that, and what was submitted. I'd like to rebid
Hilda?
The Hilda.
Particular area?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to do, commissioners. I think there's enough question that I'd like to call it. I'd have to look at the bid specs, but I believe they did something that made me indicate that it was modified from the original, so it'd be an invalid. I'm not at the right word. I almost want to do a no bid and read bid.
Have you gentlemen reviewed these that she's presented? Have these changed? Is this did we not just look at these?
We just didn't have it in writing.
Oh, okay.
The last meeting...
You had a breakdown. I remember. I'm sorry.
We asked her to put this in writing, what she was saying, because her and Randy were putting off everything.
Jim, I would be in agreement with you. You want to specify a particular distance from the Hilda Quarry that something might be considered, because that'll have to go out on the bid specs if you decide to rebid the Hilda Quarry.
You know, I'll be honest, I'm not that familiar with the location. If you guys got suggestions.
Could I suggest that you make a motion that we accept the recommendations as presented for everything with the exception of the stockpile at Hilda?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the recommendations for road materials as presented, with the exception of those that were specified to be stockpiled at Hilda, in which case we will rewrite those specs and rebid it. Discussion, gentlemen? All in favor, say aye.
Are you going to add anything to the specs? For stockpiling.
It wasn't part of the motion. Not at this time.
Be a separate direction.
Well, okay.
What we're doing is accepting a bid on everything else except that portion.
Yeah.
Any more discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. I will hopefully work with you now that you are somewhere else to put together, or the commission will, when we chat about that, for the specs for this area in Hilda.
Yeah, what I need is my hesitation was Randy and Harlan saying, how many miles do you normally serve from the Hilda quarry? And let's create a lack of a better word, a radius around that area to know what we're serving so that we could rebid that section. And that's something that I think, Ron, if you want to take it, I'll be more than happy to let you have it.
I'll be delighted to work with you guys on specs on that, if that's all right. Not today, not now.
Well,
do you have questions, Harlan? You're looking at me. or Randy. We've accepted bids.
On what Bank Quarry serves, what part of the county?
Randy, we're going to rewrite specs for the Hilda area, and we're going to rebid it.
Everything else on material bids are accepted.
We accepted and just passed.
We're just accepting that one portion. We're going to rewrite the bid specs, and we're going to send them back out.
Number one priority is you to give us a time element that affects chip and seal program for this year, affecting material coming from a stockpile in that general area. Has to. I mean, we got to do it.
Well, we'll let Ron work with Harlan and Randy and get that ironed out.
And I'll be delighted to let you do that.
I'll just pass that right on down. There's no through this and just saying we're bidding to the stockpile.
Well, but I understand.
We'll take care of it.
Okay.
Next item, Linda.
Next item, I apologize. Next item up is the newspaper services. Do you gentlemen still have your paperwork in front of you?
No.
We have the Tri-Lakes News coming in at $6.30 per column inch, and the Taney County Times coming in at $4.95 per column inch. I'll remind you gentlemen, we have letters presented from both Branson Tri-Lakes and Taney County Times stating their 9-point font. We were going to review that. We had tabled that.
Recommendation is?
My recommendation is to go with the Taney County Times.
Well, I thought I had those right here. Hey, Randy, I'm going to be here early in the morning. If you're here, will you be here tomorrow? Or are you?
No?
Maybe Monday morning? Tuesday, whenever, or Harlan, we'll work up the specs on that and get them out. Just whenever you can catch me up there, I'll. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, just as soon as we get through with this meeting, I'd like to meet with you and Randy just a second. Okay. All right. Today? Okay. Okay, just forget my meeting then. That's more important. Okay, all right. Famous meeting with those people, and that's more important.
Donna, who else is going to be meeting with us on the commission districts discussion?
Myself.
Okay. Jim, I'm going to go ahead and move forward, but you can continue there if you like. You have some comments you'd like to make? Come ahead. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Michael Schubert, publisher of the Branson Tri-Lakes News. I did submit a letter to the commissioners. I just wanted to take this opportunity to stress again 2 points. I believe in the competitive bid system. I think it's terrific. I also think it needs to be done in a completely clear and precise manner, and I don't believe it was done again this way this year, and I'm sad about that. It was better, but not quite the three-ring circus we had last year. Specific typesetting public notice advertising, gentlemen, and I pointed this out in my letter, I have to follow certain standards, and making an apples-to-apples comparison is very difficult unless, and the key is unless, the county were to make specific specifications. And I know that sounds like using the same word twice, but and I deal with point size and letting every minute of every day, and you folks deal with it for 5 minutes every year. I respect that situation. But if you want a truly fair apples-to-apples comparison, like how Ms. Wyatt did it with the county tax sale, which was clear, the newspaper services was not clear again this year. And I urge you, please, regardless of how your vote goes, to make more specific requirements to where this idea that there's no further clarification needed at that point. And I think there has been some clarification made. I don't like that. I think it's unfair advantage to another party when that sort of another party can verbally respond to a quote that's already been opened. I think that's just very unfortunate, but that's what's happened again this year, and I think it's wrong. I thought it was wrong last year, and I still think it's wrong. Second point.
Before you move to the second point, could we address the first?
Sure.
Because I'm curious, in the two bids that were presented, where was there not apples to apples? And
sure.
I need to know.
Well, in my letter, Ron, the different point size that a newspaper can use to typeset public notice advertising, ours is at, and that's where I use the same exact legal public notice that in our newspaper runs 9 inches long, okay, completely legible. In another newspaper, it ran 11 and a half inches long for the same exact wording. It was just different way, the point size, the size of the type that's used. So if you have a comparison and you're bidding the two, and one comes in at 630 and the other one comes in at 495, if you don't deal with this, that appears that 495 is clearly the lowest bid. The point I make is it's not. If you look at the overall, how much space it uses up, it's virtually the same.
But help me with the bid specs that were put out.
Okay.
And there why?
Were, sure. There were two bids this time for the county tax sale, and Ms. Wyatt correctly consulted with me, and I think she consulted possibly with the other paper before the specs were written. And we talked about the importance of specifying how big she wanted the type to be for the county tax sale. Both newspapers, in this case, bid it specifically based on what the county was requiring, okay? So that was a completely fair, in my mind, apples-to-apples comparison. Unfortunately, the newspaper services, which was a separate bid, did not have that kind of clarification in it. Ron, this got really involved last year, and I thought we crossed the Rubicon last year, and we're going to get it straight this year, but it hasn't happened. The bottom line is, in order to do the best thing, is to have it fair to anybody who submits a bid to what they're bidding on the same list of specifications.
Linda, bring me up his letter, please.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Jim.
If we were to say I want a 24-point font,
okay,
would your column inch still be the same price?
No.
Your column inch price varies based off the font.
Right, right.
Okay. Because I was looking at the bid specs, and what we bid was, in our wording, we're going to choose the font based off of the publication we want, and we just wanted a per column inch price. That's what Pat and I were discussing over there, because granted that we didn't specify the font size, but it's because it gives the flexibility to those who are publishing what font size they want, because we're just pricing a per column inch.
Well, then, see, if any county official, Ms. Neely, for example,
correct,
said, I need this thing published at 18, or like you said, 24 point, that'd be very big, you know.
Exactly.
But that would definitely impact, because of its, if it's going to take up a full page in the newspaper, then I, you know, that's a certain amount of money and a certain amount of cost for me. If it takes up a quarter of a page in the paper, then I could quote that at a fourth the price.
So would it, and this is more, I'm more of a clarification question. Would it be easier? I think you made a good point. We deal in column inch once every 12 months.
Exactly.
And we try to spend as much time as necessary, but not a minute more than we have to.
Right.
If would it be easier in the bid process if we submitted a sample listing and said, please price this in a non-point font, 10-point leading per column inch? And that way we would have an apples to apples, because I think there's, you know, and I thought I knew something last year, and I've learned yet something new again this year on media here.
Okay.
Would that help clarify what we're trying to get accomplished?
It would. Yeah, that would be helpful.
Okay.
Taking that point one step further, it's not only that. The two newspapers that are qualified, it's well established. We use six columns in our newspaper. The Times uses seven.
Right.
I address that. If Ms. Neely were to say to both of our newspapers, I need to run this ballot, and it needs to run this week before the election or whatever.
Sure.
And it takes up a full page in the newspaper, and sometimes they do, depending
right
on the length of ballot. Well, that's 120 inches in my newspaper, The News. It's 144 inches in the other newspaper, The Times. They both, to the eye, look exactly the same, but it's a different way of doing
column
it.
Inches.
I will charge you for 100, Ms. Neely, for 120 inches. The other newspaper will charge 144 inches. Doesn't mean one's right and one's wrong.
Just that's the way you guys lay out the paper.
And that's just a unique aspect of our industry.
Okay. Just the other commissioners, just so you know, in 3 years ago and before, Taney County would publish in both papers. We didn't pick one over the other. Not saying that one has better circulation in one part, but it looks to me that Taney County Times also has a stronger subscription rate on the eastern side of the county, whereas the Tri Lakes News has a bigger population on the west side. So that's also some grounds we've gone before, which was, you know, public paying for publication is easy for me to say, in both papers. So we've done that before too. Okay, and you're saying how much is that? $4,000 to $5,000 is what this bids. It may be a little bit more because of election year next year. So it'll be a little more than that because of sample ballots that we'll post, the clerk will post, and all that. So anyway, there's my complete thoughts.
Well, I've heard your 2 cents worth. Are you advocating something?
No, just our method.
Let me go back to the, if I may, to where it doesn't. I was looking for it not to be apples to apples because, and help me out. Because I'm looking at what you've both bid on, and they've complied with what you put out as far as a notice was concerned. They being, I thought it was the Times, Ozark Mountain Newspapers. Your letter says the Times did not specify in its bid size the size they would do the notices, so one could only assume that the Times will continue its current policy of typesetting the county's public notices bigger than necessary. So I would have to assume that it's going to cost me more when, in fact, it might have cost me considerably less. At least give me that. That's true.
Sure. The actual submissions in the specifications themselves did not, on the newspaper services, keep in mind, I'm not talking about the county tax.
I understand.
Specifically, the newspaper service does not address the point size nor the letter. And those are key in my point. And, regardless of what you do this year, I would like to say moving forward, that this can be maybe just a stroke of a pen can make this a little less cumbersome next year.
Okay. Comments, gentlemen?
Were they both sent out the same day?
Yes, sir.
Both sent to both companies the same day for the same bid?
Yes, sir.
And also help me with this. You had mentioned that something was clarified after the bid, and I'm assuming that's what was clarifying, is what I brought up.
I understood that the skipper contacted the other newspaper and got their verbal, and then they followed up with written clarification.
That was after the bid. That was a clarification.
See, it's my opinion that I don't like that sort of clarification. It shouldn't be required. It's not that complicated a procedure. I don't like that because that gives them an opportunity, the other bidder, to know exactly what the bids were. And it's easy for them to say, we'll do it that way. When there's no indication in their bid they were going to do it other than the larger point size than they always do.
They didn't say this in their bid that it was going to be 9-point size?
No. We didn't ask for it and they didn't specify.
Okay.
We specified it in our bid, Ron.
Right. That is true.
We're talking about legal notices that the various offices send to the newspapers to have published, obviously.
Yes, sir.
And I know you guys are going to tire of this, but years ago we used both papers so that everyone in the county would receive due notice.
Right.
And we felt that it was worth the expense to make sure that everyone was noticed fairly. And if that was your suggestion and that's how you want to move forward on this, I'd be delighted to accept your motion.
I'm going to move that we award both vendors and we'll publish in both papers for this bid. So I move that we award the bid to both.
Is there a second?
Can I ask for clarification?
Just a minute, please.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a second?
I'll second for discussion.
Motion's been made and seconded to award for this particular bid to both vendors. Now I have the first question, if you don't mind, and I'll pull that rank. Does this also include election notices for elections? Or is that bid separately?
Well, that was, I haven't seen the bid spec yet. And one of my concerns has been...
Well, quite frankly, this is way too small for election print as far as I'm concerned, but...
You had commented on us publishing in both newspapers, and while any time the county is paying for an election, that would be a great thing to do. However, if it's another political subdivision that is running an election, I have had complaints from those political subdivisions that I am posting the notice in two newspapers and adding to their cost. So, according to law, I only have to publish in one. Both newspapers are claiming circulation throughout Cheney County. So that puts me in kind of a bad spot for local elections that are non-county paid for elections. The other issue I would like to...
But first, my question was, does this include election notices, legals?
I have not seen the bid, so
yes,
I'm
sir.
Not sure.
Okay, it does. Thank you. I'm sorry, she answered. Go ahead, Donna.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm happy to use that bid. I may want to go out and bid myself because I haven't seen the bid specs.
Interesting. So we've accepted bid notices that contain election.
Election, employment, bid notices, and public hearings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't aware it covered elections.
There's another thing I would like to see us add to our bids for newspapers. There are times when we've had publications that there were not just small errors, but very huge errors that caused political fallout. And I've had to clean up afterwards. And yet still, on occasion, not always, been charged for that particular ad. I would like to have something added to our bid that would either require the newspaper not to charge us for errors being printed or something that would give an incentive to make sure that those are printed correctly. Because I have to deal with the fallout when the wrong candidate from a previous year is put into the newspaper or a governor is left off, to give you an example.
Is the bid notice for a full year?
Yes, sir.
My argument last year was basically the same as both you gentlemen brought up. We'll keep talking about what happened last year and the publication in both papers that I brought up last year. The answers that came last year to that question was the website that we post everything on that was a primary source of information for county citizens versus the news media. That was the basically what we got last year when we talked about this same issue versus both papers. That was the argument that was used last year.
Right.
So I just wanted to bring that into focus. We are legally bound for one paper. We voted on one paper last year when the same argument that is being brought up this year was left out as far as it being on the web. Complicated things.
I have one question now that I don't even know if we have an answer for. The county clerk just said she may want to go out for her own bid for election, but we included bid in elections in our bid.
That's correct.
Can she do that?
She wants to pay for them.
Right. Okay.
I had just a question. I'm sorry, just clarification. If we run a bid notice, does it need to, the way it's, the motion's on the floor, run in both papers?
Yes.
Or would you have the opportunity to?
Both papers.
Okay.
Is how the motion, the intent of the motion.
And Jim, that was with an estimated cost of $4,000 to $5,000, and that was what we usually spend. Is that where we're coming from?
Four to six is what we've used. Is that not correct? But I don't know what we've spent on elections. I
mean, it can't be correct as far as, because the election costs are going to be way more than that for legal notices, aren't they?
$5,000.
Alone for elections. My suggestion is, if you want to pursue both suppliers, that your motion not include election notices, and we allow that to the discretion of the county clerk. Has the law changed to wherein you can only use one newspaper, and I'm assuming that's true?
Yes, the law actually states that I'm only required to use one newspaper where there is general circulation for both newspapers. So if there was one newspaper that covered one area and another that covered a separate area, then I would have to use both. Or if one was Republican and one was Democrat.
Are they both of the same political persuasion? They used to not be. That's why we had to put it in both. So
I checked the blue book. Unless something's changed, the blue book says they're the same.
Okay.
Can I make a couple of
questions?
Please, may I?
First of all, it was sent out and you have inconsistent bids. That's an issue. Two, I don't know that you can now adopt both of them when it was sent out and it requires the highest bid. Well, if you can do that. Number three, you've got in there elections, so I'm not sure you can rebid for elections.
Because one bidder adds information to the bid, does that make them inconsistent?
Both of them added.
Actually, one paper bid based upon the specifications, the other added information. Later they clarified when asked. Is that right, Linda?
That's correct.
Well, I thought that both of them wrote something on the bottom of the bid.
Mm-mm. Well, that's how it came in. That was what came in sealed.
That came in sealed like this, though, right?
Right.
Just with this stuff right here, the legal ads, the stuff written right here.
Okay.
This is
expectations, including that one too. Employment ads.
Pat, is your recommendation, I don't know, to rebid this thing and call it an invalid bid?
I think it's an inconsistent bid, and I think you almost have to.
I withdraw my second.
I'll withdraw my first.
I would entertain a motion not to accept either bid then and relent.
We'll remind you that if we do that, they've seen each other's bids.
I'll entertain a motion to.
Well, the bids, when you say they've seen each other's bids, they have.
They're
going to be more specific as to things, and then it's going to be a little, it's going to be different.
Motion to reject both bids.
And to relent. Second?
With
Commissioner Strahan, is there a second?
I just said with specifics. We're going to be more specific. And
motion has been made and seconded to reject both bids and to relet for bids. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Newspaper articles, I think that I should have a separate bid for elections because I would like to include some kind of incentive for the newspapers to print our publications accurately, that there be a penalty of some type other than a phone call saying, we'll reprint it next week.
Thank you, Donna.
Sir, go on to my quick second point. It'll be very brief. I just want to also go on the record as a bidder in this case and a taxpayer that I I still don't like the system that we've been using here. Last year I was under the impression it'd be changed by this year, but to a large degree it has not. I still encourage the commission as a taxpayer and as a potential bidder to have the bids submitted here during an open meeting and opened at the same open meeting or whatever, to where theoretically a bidder could come walking in 2 minutes before 10 a.m., say if that's the published, and hand their bid in and have it opened at that time. This idea of having them submitted days in advance and then they're kind of in limbo state, you know, unopened and all that sort of thing. I thought we were making progress last year to get to that point, but it hasn't happened. I just want to go on the record of saying that I think that would be the more things that are done in an open meeting environment is the best for everybody in the long run, and I just want to make that point.
For your edification, I think it's either Monday or Thursday. That will be one of the topics of discussion as the bidding procedure.
Okay, very good.
We made that decision, I think, this morning.
Thank you very much.
I think it's on Thursday.
Thursday.
I just saw it across, actually.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, young lady.
One o'clock on Thursday, the 26th, is when it's posted.
So that's in a week, right? Okay. Mr. Schubert, would you be so kind as to email to me specs that you think would be appropriate that I could peruse and
absolutely
glean from? What? I appreciate that. What do we have next, gentlemen?
Census data. Census district.
Donna, Patsy? Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Sorry, Pat. Do you want your maps on the wall, or do you want to look at them on here?
You mean on the big screen?
She can't show you the lines.
Can I come down there? It's easier to spread out.
I'd rather stand down there. So.
You'd rather what
now? I can make adjustments a lot. Can I?
You're coming over here, aren't you? She's coming over there. I'm going to come down and look at the maps.
I can do it live.
I like live.
We're going to go over here.
Yeah, options.
Let me slide this together. So we can slide these
For the public's edification, we're looking at potential options as suggested for redistricting county commission districts within the county based upon the last census.
There's four options. They're all in different colors, Donna, so help me out.
Okay. Well, here, I'm going to give you this sheet, everybody. If you look at the on your front sheet there, we're showing a difference currently of 5,863 voters between the two districts. Option one that we have prepared, that's the one that you've asked us to do, Jim, and we're showing a difference of 1,783. Option number two.
Can you explain the lines for me?
Can you explain the numbers?
Maybe Patsy can help.
Let me hold this, get this started here.
This right here, this blue line running right here, goes right up here, and this is your split, going straight up H Highway. So this is split number one. All of this is your west. This is all east. That's option number one.
Well, we should call it District 1 and District 2.
District 1 and District 2.
District 1 and District 2.
So this is option number 4 right here.
This is your closest match.
Number four is closest.
Yep. Yeah. 69 is the difference.
Now, hold on just a second. These have been based upon not breaking
precinct.
Up any precincts or breaking precincts but not any townships.
We haven't looked at precincts. We haven't looked at townships. We're just dealing strictly with census data. Population.
It's census blocks that these are actually pulled from.
Okay, so the possibility is we're looking at areas where precincts could be split into east
and
west.
Well, we have that now.
I'm just asking.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Where is the line on this?
Right here. It runs the river here, comes up here, across here, grabs that, goes across. If you can follow the blue line.
I can't.
You can't? I'm sorry.
No, because there's no
red would have been a good color too, okay. By the way.
Here, it starts here. It just follows the river.
Okay.
And then right in here, we had to grab, this is Rockaway Beach. So Rockaway Beach.
Well, show me what line you're looking at so I can.
This blue line.
See this blue line right here?
Blue line.
Sorry, I didn't think about the color.
See, like 30 blue
it's
lines.
Just a default selection color, so I didn't think about it.
Okay. So basically, Rockaway Beach would be in the south, Kirbyville, Hollister, Forsyth.
Okay, so now how, you mean so it goes north-south?
Yes.
And I mean east-west.
North-south line.
No, it's north-south.
All right, okay.
And number three and four are the what she referred to as the north-south division.
Mm-hmm.
And one and two was referred to more as an east-west division.
Here, let me have a black marker. I think here, I'll use my pencil.
And what we did, Ron, is we tried to look at areas where the city might grow into in the future and tried to make sure that we kept all.
Because this should last for 10 years, right?
That's what we're hoping. Well, I mean, we went way out. I mean, Rockaway Beach and Mary Woods, one little split right here is what separates them. Right there. That's what separates
Here's a red
them.
Pen. Circle. I gotta
see if she really knows where they're.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's like 50 blue lines right there.
Oh,
the reds with all the
red.
Oh my goodness! Can you pull it up here and change the color of the line, Patsy?
Let me see.
How about black?
Yeah, there is no black.
How about black?
Is that you here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just coloring here. Let me see the color.
That.
It's a little messy, but it's a point. I at least know what you're doing here.
I'm going to have to get Patsy to tell me where that is. I can't see that myself.
And then it follows the lake.
Follows the lake here. Then to get our population right, we had to go up and grab Rockaway Beach and put them in the south, and Mary Woods is staying in the north.
Okay, and then where does it go from here?
Right to here, and then the gaps right to there.
Okay. And here.
Yep, and then just follow it right into the little groove right
Stay
there.
Here.
Wow.
Okay.
And the reason that we did this is because
Down
we had
here.
To go by population squares that were... Yeah,
Which one? Oh, not this blue line, but this blue line?
Yeah, this
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure. Then where does it go?
Just over that little hoop.
Okay, that hoop. Okay. That's a nice little one. Then where? The top high one?
Yep, the top high one. And the reason these are so weird is because you can see that? That's a little block. Each one of these little red sections, that's a block that the Census Bureau did. We didn't do that. So that's why we have these lines. Now what we can do, since there's no voters here, we can draw a Slater line and split these. If we can find out where these 71 voters are, we can split it and come across. But we're going to have to identify.
Erase that.
Don't draw the red line when there's no red line.
You're in black.
But don't draw a red line when there's not supposed to be a red line. Patsy, what can you show us?
Well, let's just go. What is your basic preference as far as. Are you looking more of an east-west again or the north-south? There's
just
two.
No, we're not. We're just looking at our preference. Right now,
that's the key. That's the key. Are you looking for more land mass to try and
get
the voters? So that's what, I mean, it's easier for me to do this on the fly in the computer and work with it than try and show you all.
The preference would be equal land mass, equal voters. That would be preference because it's only, Danny's covering
right
70% of the land mass. Yeah.
Yeah, which.
This is the closest we could come on land mass. Because of all your population.
Of your population,
right,
yeah.
Because you can't split that.
Actually, the north.
You can't split this over here because this is where Branson's growing and this is where Hollister's growing.
We can't split city limits.
Let me clarify.
We can't split it.
We didn't think you could split it because Branson over the next 10 years is growing this way, Hollister is growing this way and this way. So we're trying to project 10 years into the future so that we don't end up being so far apart within 5, 10 years. Well, 10 years, well, we do it again. You're right, 5 years, so.
Well, the thought was, and there's been a lot of different thoughts, if we drew a line across and we divided that, how far off would it be? I mean, just like this. If it was North District and a South District.
Your problem is foresight. Because yeah, foresight has got to be either way. You can't go through the middle of it because they're on both sides of the lake.
One of the plans, this
they're right in the middle.
This option here, Ron, was an option that someone submitted to me, which was the going up H Highway, I think it was. Wasn't
right,
it? Yeah,
yeah.
H Highway and then doing this, I believe. Is that right?
Right.
And this stayed in the east.
Right.
And so what this option was, because of the growth of the city of Branson, go ahead
going
and go north. In this corner here, because that's where Branson's growing, and knowing the Hollister's going to go this way.
Right.
So that's what this option is, but it also is 1,700 voters separate.
Right.
Not
we
voters,
to,
people.
I think on number two.
You're right, people.
On
number two,
we took some of this out to give to Branson.
Right over here. That's number two.
Right here, see, we subtracted out Stendhal Gauge Highway. We pulled it more. She pulled it more.
This existing
line.
This is okay. Jim, except it's right like this.
And he has a portion of Hollister.
Okay. That's what this is.
Okay. I mean, I come.
In this guy,
not your line.
Yeah, he has
all through here.
I come right
all the way up here to
here.
H.
Right in.
Up here,
some people there
this is
that,
going in
160
in Forsyth, and this
BBN.
Is H here.
Evergreen
and then we're taking
one side of the street,
part of all this.
Yeah.
I know we have
all this. This is all west.
We don't have any kind of a street.
But Taneyville's still southern.
Yeah, we had to allow some around, she was wanting some around the municipalities to grow, so we had to leave some. For
the only problem is here, looking at this, you're going to have to create a different polling place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is one of the options. This is one of the options that gets us within 100 people.
We're looking at adding at least one polling place, if not two right now, because of the population swings. I've already contacted one church, but I don't think they're gonna host it, so we're gonna have to look at another area.
This is closer because it's less, I mean, besides Hollister being moved.
It's giving you more land now.
It's giving the West more the division. I think it's District 1 is what I have one and he's two. Yeah. So District 1 would get a little bit more land mass, which may help a little bit.
This one isn't this one your closest?
Yeah. This all of this comes in.
This is your closest, yeah.
Big West. See, right now the West is this.
Yeah, the West
right.
is.
I mean, it's just like basically it's this basically this line down,
right,
and
right.
it comes up here and starts jigging over here.
Right.
And all the rest of this
is equally District 2.
I mean, this is we had to see. Here's a problem. See how big that area is. We could probably come
we
across
could probably
there.
We could divide that,
but we got to figure out where the people are at.
To give us a count and. Population, we just...
Look, I think that you want to get it as close as you can. One subdivision is going to knock your numbers out of kilter.
Yeah, it won't take it.
You know, so we can look at it as what we think in the future. We don't have a clue about what's going to happen in the future.
What's your thought about the land mass? I mean, you're the one covering the land mass.
I don't know. I think that we probably need... some change. I don't know where the change needs to be. I think it needs to be identifiable areas. I think it doesn't need to be where you're trying to cut 70 votes and split it in half.
What about the city of Hollister? That's the biggest change.
Well, I think virtually the lake or the railroad track, one should be.
Just so you know, this area right now is split between east and west in Hollister.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that
we
is,
split polling
that
places.
Is a mapping issue.
I mean, I know 2-3 years ago we split polling, uh-huh. Same polling places.
Yeah. And Hollister is, they go way down in.
I mean, if you look at growth areas, you got Branson Creek as a growth area. Obviously, Lake's going to be a constant growth area. And if this racetrack comes in, there'll be a growth area down there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be growth areas here. I mean, I'm confident of that.
I'm sure there's 3,000 acres in there. They're planning on it.
Right. I mean, they're planning on it. I just, my hope was to try to get a little bit more land mass to the first district because it's virtually impossible for Dana to drive and cover
right.
This whole district.
So the line two?
Yes.
So this
is
coming here?
Yes.
And this goes dance, here?
Dance. Here's your line right highway. Here.
Yeah.
Goes up to here. Past
all
this
here,
to here.
Right in here.
It goes here.
Hold on a second. Okay.
So Rockaway, Bless on the Lake, all that is in.
Is it right here? Where's this
yes,
line go? Right,
right
here?
Uh-huh.
You leave that east or the west?
It will be in the.
I mean, in the
west.
It'll be the west.
That's okay.
That's
all right.
Well,
right here.
Right
here. Yeah, you know, right here.
I call it east west.
I know. So it goes there, right past.
Oh, but then here. Up, that's the other one. This one's going through here.
Okay.
All, you're going to take in all this through here.
Okay. Let me just draw this real fast.
This goes up like this, what you're telling me.
Right. It follow, here it follows all along the lake up until right around just by Cedar Hill there.
This is more of a northwest, southeast.
This is
more,
yeah.
And then where does it go up here?
Right down through, oh, here.
Okay, that.
And then right through here.
So. Here, like this?
Yep. You're doing good.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
That goes with this.
Yep.
Yes.
It's that corner
because
versus this corner.
Were you drinking that day, Patsy?
I might have. I mean, you know.
I was just curious.
I was crunching numbers.
I won't use that.
I would use that quote.
Yeah.
I would use that.
Well,
I think
we
her answer was not, it's not any more than the other.
Not more than usual.
That's a normal.
But this map right here, as far as land mass, is the most people on your land mass. And it's the closest in population.
All the way.
Yeah, pretty much up until 160 there comes in the place.
Because basically the lake keeps Branson from going north. And same thing for Hollister, keeps it from going north.
Yeah, I just look at this here.
A lot of voters in here. A lot of voters in here. Whoa!
There's one I was pointing at, I thought would be kind of funny.
Sorry. There's a spot over here I was trying to give to Arkansas, but they wouldn't take it.
He doesn't know there are two of you going to beat up on him, does he?
Wow.
Tell me what I have here.
This one's more north-south.
Is that number three?
I haven't brought my house.
That's 1,435 difference.
It runs here.
Option 2 and option 4 are the closest ones.
I don't know which one the blue lines are following.
I just know of the color.
You did a 4. There's a difference in color in blue,
yes, there?
Just so you know, I can tell
from here.
And this will take in Venice on the Lake and come along the border of Greenwoods and Rockwood.
What's this?
And then follow the
okay. That's 3.
So here.
What did I just draw? What is this? I'm trying to screw
that's
one.
That's
option
2, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes,
no,
2.
Yes, 2.
That one's 2.
No.
Is this the lightest drill?
Yes.
Yes,
he
is.
Poster goes across here.
And right here, we're going to work. It's, most of this
which
is all Venice
so
on the way.
Right now, if Poster wanted to, they could grow this way.
Here. Here you go, look.
First curvy
that's option 1 and option
2. Mm-hmm. They wanted to.
North would have 2,700.
That's
so this would have 1,000, 1,400 more people. This side would have 1,400 more.
And you said this is what we're doing.
But you know on this one here.
Leave this out.
Yeah. We didn't allow for gross and force that right here.
But we're, I mean, let's be honest here. We're not supposed to. We're supposed to balance the
I
districts
know, I know.
To
but
zero.
I'm trying to think, will that put our numbers?
Well, near zero is what they're...
The congressional districts have got to be zero.
We're supposed to do the best we can.
Best we can. And if it's, and the priority should be on, if I'm remembering correct, if I'm wrong, on making it equal. And if we have to divide...
Equal, as nearly as equal in population as practicable... Is what this what it says.
I got you the law on it, because there's already been a lawsuit in the past, and you can completely ignore that statement that says dividing municipal townships if you want to.
Okay.
And because there has been lawsuits on that.
Gosh, I don't like this at all.
You don't like that?
Where's your...
I like this one the best. Can I see this again?
We got one that's got township down. Political township boundaries.
It's more of a north.
You have it in your office. We didn't
bring
it up.
Northwest, southeast. I mean, it's within 100 people.
We kept.
She would have political boundaries too.
But
Only thing. Practically, I'll be losing Hollister. You'd be losing Rockaway Beach. You pick up Hollister and Ridgedale. I pick up obviously the north side, which is Whitechild Crossings subdivision. This is within 100 people.
Now, is this following the water?
Yeah.
No, right here. Yeah, it jumps right here. It just passed Minnesota Lake.
Comes up here.
And it starts this line here. Glasses. We're just going to do a different color next time.
And a wider stripe.
See? There. That's what we're going to do today.
And
here's all this.
Straight across.
Here.
See, we had to give a little room for Cheneyville. They've only got 10 voters here, so
it's
easy for them to take those in.
Wow. Man, oh man.
See, if Bradley goes to Heather Village, which I think their village is actually...
That's it right there, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah.
So, that's what this would be, Dan.
So my basic pickup is Hollister.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hollister Ridgedale, and my basic pickup would be Rockaway Beach,
yes.
Peninsula Lake.
Oh, there you are. You'd have three corners of the county.
Instead of four. He has three now. He has this one, and this one.
Right.
But on the original, all the plans forward, it was evenly split. It was cut over here.
Four. Yeah, north south.
Right.
Yeah,
this is such a small.
That one gives me even corners.
Yeah, that's right. Even number of corners to get to far corners of Taney County.
Boy, that's a wild one, though.
That's a wild one. But and the thing with four is, well, of course, there's only 70 people. These two are the closest two to near
Salford.
Equal.
Right. This is Scott.
Somebody go give me a black marker. I'm probably using my.
Are these eligible voters or voters?
These aren't voters at all. This is census data.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't do by voters.
I know.
But
that's,
I can tell you how to run it, and it's comparable.
Okay. The reason I said that is because until this last election, the eastern side always voted anywhere from 1,400 to 1,800 more than the west side of the town. And then in there, that's virtually the west side had more population. But the eligible voters were people on the east side of the county that went and voted.
Population is just in townships?
Yeah.
Not why that is, I don't know, where, but that's the way it.
They had to do that in many states. It has to be a total census count.
Believe me, I called Census and asked why. And she said, well, just don't know if they're really legit or not.
Well, I think that's a huge question needs to be asked.
But that's so.
And that for a
Ron, this pretty is good. The actual total with the census.
Can you do a query on that computer? You have to go somewhere else.
No, I can do it.
What I want to know is if you add Oliver.
Well, we can just add them right here.
Okay.
You want Oliver?
Scott. Cedar Creek, Big Creek, and Beaver. Maybe Swan. And then go back and do the Branson.
I should look at it. Your township numbers are way off.
Jasper.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got them right. You want Big Creek?
Tell me how many you're in Branson and Jasper.
Yes.
Right here.
Because
you've
got
two
people.
I have my own. This is in Branson, Jasper is 29,000.
So you have some major differences there.
I already separated those
two. That's easier for me to see.
That's much easier, yeah.
So you're a difference of about 5,000.
That's option
5,
four.
Right? This is option number four.
Okay,
that one's got a difference of 69 voters. Right. Basically, this would probably be district number one, and this one would be number two.
I'm
sorry, you're right. Don't let me say voters. That's not voters.
No, they're not voters.
Yeah. And Ron, one of the other things that I was pointing out was your township population. They are way off. You've got 18,000 people in Branson Township and 475 people in Cedar Creek Township. So your township.
How many of them are Hispanic?
It's
on there. It's on there.
2,494. How come they're not in the county?
They are in the count.
Yeah, they.
When you add them to the 5,167,
it's just weird that the census has. It's
weird. They split it. Wait, didn't split it.
They're included in our population.
Not in this number, they're not. I would have to.
So we're 2,000 off this.
Not in this number.
No.
You're
they're included.
They're in
they're
the
just
lines.
Not on this number here.
They're on the lines.
Okay.
They're not just.
They're just not on the map. Then I have to do.
Yeah.
It makes it too busy.
Yeah, it's in your total sheet right here.
Yeah.
This is correct. This, we double checked.
This includes the Hispanic. They include the Hispanic. This one here is Hispanic, but it's total. Okay. And this is your magic number.
Right. 27,085 would be exact.
You know, really, what things have changed so much because as I go back and remember when I run for office and think about the towns, the population, the voting population, Taneyville was like four. You got Branson, Taneyville, Rockaway, and Marion Woods were
sweet.
Three to five. Branson, Holly, Forsyth, Taneyville, Rockaway, and Marion Woods were
blending
together. And they were,
long time
you put all those in that thing, it just don't seem like, it seems like something's left out, really.
For tourism.
I mean, that's just from what we did voting-wise, as far as figuring votes.
Want to draw the other lines, too, Jim?
Sure.
I'd be more than happy to
draw some lines.
Thank you. I think that's what you're best at, is what I figured out.
Did the cat really win when it attacked your face like that? What? Where's the line? Help me out.
Okay, let's put the truth out. It was his wife, and Jim's better with crayons.
Okay, hold on. Where am I at? Am I doing this line again?
Yeah, that's pretty much everything's along.
Everything's along.
This defines this area specifically.
All right, so here, coming in this way, and then where we go?
Okay, this one here, you're going to go up to here.
Okay.
And then you're going to do the little jogging in here.
Put your finger.
And then you're going to come up here. And
year, open the year.
Actually,
don't.
This? City Lines, of course,
and then through the gear.
Okay.
Got your finger.
Sorry.
No, that's not my finger. Here?
Yep.
Now where?
Right here is the gift.
Over there too. Where's the other guy? Please. Gosh, it was a great line. Give me a point for that.
Hey.
I'm just working.
She said, "Here's a dip." I said, "So is there?" And then Danny's not there anymore.
Yeah. Gosh. Those guys were your point.
That's why I was like, Donna. Okay, where am I at?
I'm the substitute.
You took the safe route, didn't you?
Well, they'll still let you know what they're doing in our database. Mm-hmm. They're creating a double database. So for you, I'll have all your old districts, and then I'll have all the new districts. And that'll stay that way for a while because of all the petitions we have to process. Because they'll be based on the 7th and 8th congressional lines. And we're going to all 7. So we'll still have that old data in the system for a while.
That's one. All right. That one.
That's three.
That's number three.
Number four with the
top. I am over here.
All right. I'll give you the marker if you want it.
You don't have to.
Come over here, marker her finger.
She's good. Number three is 1,435. And, you know, what we did was we split them because of all these little teeny areas that the Census Bureau did. We can draw right through the middle of one. We just have to identify where those people are before we draw the line.
Oh my gosh.
Is that the way it originally exists almost now?
No. Here, it's like right in here.
The hollisher's included down here.
I can show you real quick if you want to see what it looks like right now.
That's sort of close to what you and I were talking about, isn't it? Is that? That's not Branson and Jasper. Or is it?
No. You see on the map how they are? That one's taking in a little more landmass, more to the east.
Yeah. Donna, I know you brought a pen. Where's the tape? Did I see you bring some tape in?
I have stickies to go up on the wall to hang them on the wall.
Oh, that's too much work.
What do you want?
This is going to tape. Just tape it the wall. That's good.
To table on the wall?
Yeah, I'm just
going to
table
on
the wall.
That's
right. I'm looking. I come to this point here, but it switches the same. And then you cut here, and you go all the way with it. Then register. What am I missing?
You're not missing it?
But no, the 1,000 people different. That's
right,
it. That's over 1,000 people different.
Right here, yeah, this is the high velocity.
I know.
That's what you picked up with this.
Here's the difference. She picked up these people. Because
this
there's
here.
No way that all this is displaced by this right here.
Yeah, you
right.
See what I'm saying? It's visual.
Let's separate them a little bit so I can look so
they don't fall.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
See, we went up the line at that point, and then when we got there, we went all the way across, and we went right straight up.
Yeah, it's a visual.
Yeah, but it certainly does address the land mass.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Well, thanks for the. Thanks for getting us this far along. Could a person get 4 copies of this on a smaller scale? I've got a set in my office that is something that I think I've got 2 sets that somebody brought to me that are. They're both north and south.
Well, here's a question for you, though. Is any of these something you want to eliminate?
Yeah, that's.
I don't think you want to eliminate anything right now. I think we need to look at these options and any others.
I guess just 7 for one.
Yeah, that's a definite. Let's see, now what did you take off here? Is there some kind of designated road or something
that
took off there?
No, we're going around these boundaries, these census line boundaries. We're using those because that's the only way we can quickly calculate
Jim, you know what I'm saying? The only thing that I think that puts it in more perspective, it's easier for the voter to say, yeah, I vote over there on that side, but I live on this side of the highway, and that person lives on that side of the highway, and they vote in different places. That's fine. When you go to cross in the field, one person lives on
the other. So much easier to go a street.
I can tell you now, we have property split right now. We have one district on one piece of property and another on another in another district. We have that all over the county. And I don't like it, and I would be thrilled to death if you use roads, and we can put roads on here. The problem is we're going to have to go in and split these little census bubbles.
As far as the people that vote in my district, I think they would rather, even if it's posted off 500,000 voters, to have a definite road division other than it was.
I would like the next vote to have roads also or creeks.
Creeks or creeks, creeks or roads or lakes.
That's what I'd like to
say. Give us an area of which one to go with, or you just want us to come back with all four scenarios based on roads and creeks?
And which one is bigger?
Here, so tell me this one, Donna.
So if I drop half of
this is Forsyth. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's not just Forsyth.
Well, I'm just looking at that map over there.
In other words,
what it looks like, Danny asked the same question. It looks like from here, the difference between this and that, we picked up 1,000 people here. It looks like. That's about the difference. So for me, I would be eliminating number one.
And that's your biggest population difference.
I would eliminate number one just because the land mass has got to be more divided, more evenly divided.
You know, Joe?
Sir?
It doesn't address your
F Highway. That's F Highway, Jim, on this one that you've got. And that's about the word where it's at now.
That's H, actually. That's it goes up H. Picks up H off Highway, Scotch Rockway Beach. That's all H is what that is.
This is?
Yep. That's what I drew.
Okay, I couldn't see it. I thought it said
the wide marker, but this is the H Highway here.
I thought that was F.
It's H Highway here. So that's what this is. H picks up here somewhere.
Here's 160.
So it goes up off Pass Rock and just grabs H the rest of the way.
When you're right, we got to be in streets or creeks. It makes it so much easier for everyone.
That's 176.
I was across this here.
Going across the partial woods.
Okay, so if we're looking at. Where's 160 goes out?
Because it does,
you give them away your kids. You could be on the same parcel and be like, you're going here and I'm going here?
I think creeks or streets it makes it easier.
What's that?
I would like to overlay roads.
Well, I know, it was like we were turning the layers off and on, and it was like, oh.
That would just help.
We can do that.
Yeah.
If you'll give us a direction.
Oh, we're not going to give you a direction.
Okay. Other than we'll try and follow lakes, roads, and rivers.
Yeah, that's easier.
Or railroad tracks.
Or railroad tracks.
How's that?
Yeah. I mean, I think about lines, see, but I'm right out there where lines have changed over 30 years. Used to be one post in my yard. 5 acres right there. People live on the other side. I voted on the eastern side. They voted on the western side. 10 years previous to that, it was right opposite. Then it moved over to the back of our field over here.
Yeah.
See, and so.
Yeah, we can do that.
What I'd like was some small, okay, if you can give me some small stuff that I can study. I know you got this here. Can you put it on small sheets now that I can study?
She has to go back in and redraw each one.
Well, I'm probably...
Can you tape these to his wall up here?
Can I what?
Tape these to his wall?
Or just put them in the walls in my office. Or
we can give them after we create our next set of maps.
After you create them, can you give small maps to
him? Yeah, I can. It's just keep in mind with the small maps.
You're not going to see the detail.
Yeah, some of the detail, because the more stuff you put on, that's why it was like this one, I didn't get the population up because it was like we were pulling in, like that.
There's 5,000 more people at 4,400
But I'm getting you
so
small.
So you just highway one.
Yeah, that's fine. I just,
It's just that sometimes the detail.
This is going to take some study time. To
And it's easier for me to sit there and you guys go, hey, what about this? And I get it up real quick. Get you the staff on it faster by working on the computer with it.
Right. And I may come down there and go over that with you.
You're welcome to. You're welcome to do any scenarios. So.
Yeah, and if we could look at it.
Any scenarios, I'll be glad to, whatever you guys want.
You got me thrown. I don't want to talk too much about it, but you still got me thrown off on this Hispanic population deal.
It's weird. I don't understand it.
The only thing I can think of, Danny, is they may not know if those Hispanics.
That's the only thing I figure. They don't know if they're legal or not. They all the other steps, because I called Springfield.
The census is based on people not registered voters, and that's why we went.
See, the census is just people.
And that's the count that
we could be all 2,000 voters, no matter how we
get. Yeah, you could be not knowing.
Not even know
our people, even if they don't vote, they're people.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, you're representative whether they vote or not.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying. Yeah. We can figure all the ways we want to.
So I actually had I created a table separate from the census, so I can't name
even more than that on
so I didn't have to keep
your
it.
Side. Of the
yeah, because we did that several times.
Yeah, and then we realized, oops, we forgot to add the Hispanic.
Had to go back.
Yeah, it's
nobody's thrilled with anyone.
I live at Kirbyville.
Jim, you're not happy with number one anymore, right? We're
somewhere right around in here.
I think the volume of difference is too big. And we were talking 1,700, so I'm fine with this going away.
That's what I'm saying. You
Jim is happy to get rid of that now.
It's just too big a difference, Ron. It's huge difference.
I'm looking at one that's smaller.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the easiest would be to look at something like Branson Township, part of Jasper. It's done.
Yeah, there's state right there. Okay.
It would be easy to draw.
Yeah, but you're not doing equal landmass representation.
Yeah, unfortunately, the law doesn't say anything about landmass. It talks about population.
No, but whoever's doing the work might have something to say about it.
Well, whoever's doing the work is still going to have the same number of constituents as long as we follow the statutes, right?
Going to have more roads to drive.
I'm just saying that I think it's too early to throw anything out.
I agree with roads would be huge. Without study on it, because, I mean...
Well, if you want to, we can take these four back unless you draw a line somewhere for us.
Thank you.
We can take these back.
This was the 81... difference or 60?
Which one is that one?
Did you get the precinct building
now? Number three is 1,435.
How many voters are in Branson 1 precinct, Branson 2 precinct? Because if in fact we
wanted
to go that way.
The voters, I do have her list on voters. I do have them.
So for example, if we use 76.
97.
I'm not advocating that, Jim.
I'm hearing what you're saying.
If you took 86, suddenly you've got a whole lot of people up here. I mean, 76. That's in the northern side.
Right.
And a number that are in the southern side. So then you are taking a township. You can do it by precinct.
One of our questions we've got to answer, I think, is the first thing is, are we going to, how much weight in our decision is going to be based on land mass? If it's not that big a deal, then we need to come up with some sort of criteria of importance. Is keeping Hollister and Branson together? Is it keeping the townships together? Is it 76? Is it strictly major roads? I mean, we need to come up with some criteria.
Well, to keep it Hollister and Branson together is out because it's
too many people.
It's an unbalance and it doesn't work population wise.
Landmass.
Your thoughts on landmass? Right now you've got 78% of.
Yeah,
roads.
My thoughts on it don't make any difference. Whoever runs in my position. District position. Hey, I walked door to door and went 4,400 homes off the bat. I'm not really care about the land mass. I want to know how we can get it to where the representation is the same. If we can't get it within 2,500 people because of these other issues, that's a concern.
Now, the lines are based off of including the Hispanic population that was segmented out, correct? So the lines are based off total numbers.
Total population.
Okay,
this
so
one here is population.
What are these?
That one is voter population. That's voter population.
We're looking at total people. Land mass.
But this is, this one here is where the most of the population. You'll find most of it is here. What was my heaviest? Which really surprised me.
Number one, option number one is 1783. I wrote them on there. Right here, 1783 on this one. That one's
it's more close. Let me look here and see.
Oh, none.
Those two were I had some
people call me, and I'm trying to see which one. That was okay. The one that someone called me on, and that's way off. So that's why I'm going
to
throw
right
it
here. Out. Here, this one. I don't know whether we've got one to this point here. Is have we got another one over here with this to this point?
What do you
here?
We're right here. Starting to do it.
Okay.
This one
then,
is not included. In that
yeah. And then what?
And then it went right.
Something like that.
Something yep. like this, and then went right like that. It was something like that.
What's the difference on option four? How many? What's the population difference on option
here,
69.
And we can do
see,
that
would throw it pretty high.
Well, we can do it, but see, look at all these. You got zeros, one, five. We can draw your line. We just have to identify where those five
yeah,
people
see, that
are.
That doesn't make a whole lot of difference if you go from here to here because you're not, that's 69
this,
voters.
Yeah, yeah.
So that doesn't make any difference in the whole scheme yeah. of things.
So.
What do you want that? Here or here?
These are voters.
Does
it
matter?
Yeah,
it does. I know
it does to me.
Did you want it down here, don't you? I mean, you want it up here, don't you?
Okay. Yeah. Those are voting precincts.
Yep, those are voting precincts.
No.
Well, you're happy with all that?
All this are down there?
So, show me. You want to go, hey, like...
Do this for me. Do this for me. For me, overlay this with roads.
Those are...
Okay. Yeah.
Roads and streams. This option and this option. For roads and streams for number two and four.
So there's 23 voting precincts.
And redraw the lines on roads, streams, or railroads.
Would be okay. All the 40s.
But using this type of mentality, some key things. If the city is in one section, leave it in that one section. Mm-hmm. So, like, Bradleyville would be in this right? section, so leave it there, wherever the line may go.
Now, this is for Bradleyville School District.
Right, okay, but like Taneyville. Let's do Taneyville. Let's make sure it stays in that district, sure. wherever that line is. Okay? So when you're trying to clean up the
what
lines,
am I looking at here?
The first two numbers are your precincts or your split.
That's what I would suggest on me on these two.
I would call it a sub.
Yeah, so these are the same precinct with splits.
Right.
What are we doing when we come here?
You can see this line right here. That's a city.
You get okay. All right.
Something with four sides, but it has... Beach.
This is so Rockaway...
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what does it do?
Why couldn't we include Rockaway in this?
I mean, yeah. seriously.
Because,
oh,
we're because we were trying to get the population
close. Let's include Rockaway and Marion because they're so close.
You want them together?
I do.
That's okay. what I would prefer.
That means we're going to have to dip down here.
No, you're going to have to move this line up. It may go up here.
Yeah, you're right. We'll have to move the line up.
Which is really closer right, to this.
So you want Rockaway, so you want Rockaway and Marion Woods together.
This is the big unknown here. You may have to come in here.
Like DeWest would be happy with that because that's about 80% different.
Whoever that commissioner is in the future.
You get too close to the end.
Yeah, actually, that's doing probably what you want right there.
This
if we,
is much
if
closer.
We take this.
Here's what I want.
And you want this here?
That's going to swing your population a lot.
I know.
Right here, you're.
Yeah, you're in either way.
Don't help me. I don't need your
hand. Oh. Oh, yeah.
I got support now.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That way you get that one and that one.
Oh, boy. You're doubling up, teaming up on me. That's no good.
What's this deal here?
I knew what you were doing.
What is that?
I saw that.
What is that?
This is a population.
So, anyway,
this is just for a census area. We can probably go across here. We just have to see where that, I think it's 103 people are. They may be up here.
Yeah.
So we might be able to straighten that out.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're, no, well, we, I don't know.
We're working on these two maps.
I was going to say, they seem...
For me, work on those two for me.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim Wong.
Which way is this over? Is this heavy or is this heavy? Which side?
That's 97.
Who is more?
Here, East is got, is more. East is more.
It's a town?
Yeah. This is a little more.
No, west is 2,007036 and east is 27133.
So east, okay, you put east over first. Okay, so this is heavy by 97.
We're calling this west.
No, we're calling
this east.
And this is.
This is west.
East. This is west.
Yep.
East is still on your right hand side.
You have more east land.
Anything
else? Any lights on? Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. It's more difficult to campaign where you got to go.
Oh yeah.
You know, door to if you decide to go door to door like I did.
Yeah. You had all this before.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'd just soon get rid of that.
Wow. He's talking about Douglas County.
Yeah, Douglas.
I knew what he was talking about.
Stone and Douglas, I really don't care. No. You guys can divide those up.
All right, there you go.
Danny, you want us to do anything with these two?
Nancy, if you get some time, I could get with you to chat about these different...
Can you just tell me?
Thank you. How about tomorrow then?
Now,
14. Is this heavy on the? Hey, is this heavy on the west?
Which one is that?
Oh, anytime you guys want to come
option
down.
Option three.
Is it heavy on the north? It's heavy on the north.
The north.
Are we done?
27802.
Yeah.
Log me out. Just log out.
So the problem was we went, this is why we were doing this, was because we know Corsair is going to come up this way.
Right.
And you have Rockaway and...
Right. But then we got, this would even numbers up quite a bit if it come like this. Around the lake, to that point there and over. And that would even up all those numbers in Venice on the lake and out Forsyth, the subdivisions out that direction. But I tell you, this is good.
Where are you talking about, Dan? Right here.
Hmm.
Where's that on here?
Right here. The lake comes here.
What's she following the highway here now? Is that?
No, we're following those census bubbles.
They're following census bubbles.
You're gonna have more trouble with that when you're trying to spot people than you are roads or rivers. I mean, people are gonna have a hard time understanding. How come my next door neighbor goes that way and I go this way?
Well, we have to do that all the time. I mean, I've got one guy who has he's in two different fire districts. I just told him to pick which fire district he wanted to vote on. I mean, he had the right to vote on both, but
falls in both fire districts.
On both? I was gonna say.
Is in both fire districts.
I'm sorry, what?
His house is in both fire districts.
We have the certain area, there's a dual fire district.
But you have your satellite shot near the road and the house back here.
Does his house fall in
both? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can claim residence anywhere you want to on your property. I've already been to court on residency laws, I know.
Gosh, I have two.
Yeah, well,
so it's not where you live?
It is not where your house is located, no. It isn't. Because he actually...
Let me re-ask that question. Do we have people in the county that are registered someplace other than the house?
No. They at least have to have a house on their property.
Wow.
But do we have people living in a hotel registered? Yes. Did I go to court on that and lose? Yes, I did.
they were able to maintain their residency inside a motel.
Even though they didn't live there.
They lived there, but they wanted to.
Okay, I'm gonna come down here.
And I have refused voter registration, but if they could be in court, they could win. I don't like it, Ron, but I, you know, like I said, I've been to court.
And then,
I applaud you for going.
Like, that was option three, doesn't have any.
You were right.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
You see what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to locate.
Yes, I totally understand.
Yeah, that's fine. So, I'm glad we're to this point where we're starting to look at it and evaluate it.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question for my consideration when I move forward with this. Is there any interest at all in dividing Branson?
No.
I mean, if it's two no's, then I'm not going to look for that. In other words, part would be in one district, part would be in another. That certainly throws population in a hurry.
Not interested. It's going to be hard enough separating Hollister and Branson because they do so much together.
We currently have Hollister separated.
That's a big...
In two districts.
Yeah, but it's a very small part of the Hollister right now. What we're saying is the entire part of Hollister.
Well, all that I'm looking at here...
Right, but I'm saying currently...
All within what,
current district. Current district. Hollister, majority of Hollister is in the current West District. So we're taking all of Hollister out and Ridgedale. So,
by these four suggestions.
Correct.
Yes.
They'll all be southern districts. If we go south, north and south, they'll all be, you're saying that...
Well, as far as the true north-south...
That's the closest.
That's the closest. And we can adjust where we need the additional... Oh, that's 69 people already.
Right, that's pretty close.
That's the closest.
Or this one.
That's pretty close, yes, but within 100.
Which I like. It's a lot...
The biggest
simpler.
Difference is, I think, Rockaway Beach.
We have to deal with it.
The biggest difference on that one, Ron, is Rockaway Beach.
We split Rockaway Beach and Marion Woods, and you brought them together.
I like keeping those two together.
I think so. And then another thing is that we can take it up.
Where's the current line?
Like it is now over
Does
there.
Does it go to, up where Silver Creek is?
For what?
The break between Jasper Township and Swan Township. I think it's Silver Creek, right below Rockaway Beach, or it used to be.
I'm no good at those. Sorry.
Which would have been...
I think that
Lawn is
in this one here.
Is
kind of
the
line that's defined.
You know, that's where bad idea. I'm have James pull us a map up on the... Or one of you pull us a map up and look at geographic lines.
Well, I can pull in...
That, where you got creeks...
I can do that. I can overlay the creeks
and
everything.
Yeah. That might be something this side. Want to look at.
Put people up here.
We could print a map that actually shows the roads, the trees, the buildings. We can do that, can't we, Pat? Oh, it might help you more.
I got about any layer you want.
Okay.
Well, here's a big difference, too. Tanyaville's in Florida.
Yeah, where it is.
But here they're not. And
Bradleyville school system, there's no more village.
Yeah, there's no village.
Right. Is that all of Beaver Township? Is that how that was drawn, or is that?
I know how you're doing that, Ron.
I think we were doing that by population.
That's interesting, the township business.
Oh. That's serious or something?
But we don't have to look at township according to the...
No, you don't have to. I'm just saying it's kind of interesting to look at it. Like, you don't redraw those districts, do you?
Well, that's the issue that I was saying. Is your township population is way off. You have two people two people for each party representing 18,208 people in one township. And then you have two from each party representing 475. Now, the commission has the authority
to redraw
the lines for each of these townships, and that might be something you want to think about doing because...
And we can add townships, I believe, too.
You can. To merge two together, you have to have a vote of the people. You have to have 25%.
But we can add.
Stone's got, what, 19? Doesn't Stone County have 19 townships?
I don't know.
I mean, it's some, I think it's 19.
Yeah, we've only got 9. We've only got 9.
What are we going to do with you? How are we going to do with these maps? Are we going to take them up to study tomorrow? We're going to leave them right here? We're going to come back Monday and...
I've given my suggestion to Donna, so at least I'll have something drawn up for me now.
We won't be able to start on it until Monday because Patsy's off tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's just take those up to the...
I want to figure out how many people...
I'll rush and put that on that table where we can just step in there sometime.
Can we bring them up after we start working on it?
Yeah.
And then we'll just bring them up.
Okay, right here is where this line is.
You want to know? You
this follows here to here, right now, currently over here. So if you take this area and move it, right, and you move that into the north, which puts Marion Woods and Aqua Beach together, as was suggested here. Yep. And what I want to know is where do you pull south to make up the population?
You don't have a lot.
Well, are we going to, what about Walnut Shade in that area where they, when you go that way? Because if you put Marion Woods and Rockaway together, then when you go that way, you're going to have to put Walnut Shade in the other, whichever opposite district to that.
Say again, Dan, I'm sorry.
Walnut Shade in that area there will have to be put in the opposite district if you put Rockaway and Marion Woods together. There's no other way to make the population anywhere close to balance out.
Well,
they're up here, right? It's in this Walnut Shade right up in here?
Yes.
So that you can't go up there?
So it's to the north, and, if you put the other two in the north. So you're going to have to go.
Yeah, that one. You'd have Walnut Shade.
It's hard to put east and west out of your mind long enough to.
You know all these years?
Yeah. Think about them.
It's on there, 69.
Hmm? That's a number of people.
Are we going to, I'm jumping around, are we going to have that discussion with the agenda stuff, or we want to put that on Monday?
Right here.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be.
I want to be able to tell her something for scheduling. Unless you want to go one more week and discuss it next week and establish a general procedure.
I don't have a commitment until 6 o'clock, so I'm good until 6. Can we drag this out until 6?
This?
Yeah.
I don't drag it out any longer. My eyes are crossed right now.
Well, I've got a couple
things. You should have been working on it fast today.
Patsy and I could nap after we got done with this.
Well, I applaud you for getting this much of it done. I'm sure it's going to be we're talking about 10 years worth of technical loading stuff here, so.
That's what you have to come clear down here to pick up. Well, to think about it, here's the half, geographic, probably, right there.
See, this is your problem right here. If that had stood on that side, that'd be a lot easier.
Well,
we could have just dropped down like this and go across.
But you could still, if you were going to split grants, and you split Forsyth.
Do you guys want to split the city of Forsyth?
Nope.
I wouldn't want to split any city, but that's just me.
I think you could split city limits.
I don't think you can, but...
I was told that was one of the few things I was told you can't do.
Didn't you guys do that 10 years ago? Well, I was here 10 years ago?
I can
with
do
Hollister?
I wasn't here.
No, what happened?
They took the annex.
They expanded the annex to annex. It was they annexed and split it, but it was drawn before.
I would like you girls, if you would, if you could lower this line here, as suggested by the other gentleman. Bring Rockaway together with Marion Woods. Show me where population
over in this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would make that difference. Currently, we're off by 69,
okay.
And we're talking how many people in the Don would be your
There's
case?
A lot.
400?
Do you remember? Because I know we moved that back and forth across there before we decided to split it.
I'll be glad to.
But that's where...
I only got 115 right here. Where is that?
I know elderly voters, it's around 400. But you're not talking about voters, you're talking about people.
Right.
People.
Well, it depends on, I mean, like...
I got a whole list.
Danny wants us to try and do a straight line across. Because he's wanting me to go... He's wanting me to go like that. Across.
It's marked on your map, Jim.
Can't use map anymore.
Like I said, one large subdivision is going to mess up the whole
thing.
Yeah, if you use 500
within
people.
The
if you get within 500 people, we're doing great.
We can work on it.
Well, I can tell you right now, if you make this change, you're still going to be awfully close to being within 500 people.
Yeah, we were trying to get it as close as possible, and then you guys tell us what to do.
Okay, those are...
I'm getting rid of them, that whether they say so or not. They're disappearing.
Yeah, I think okay, let's try to work off those two.
I'll tell you how many people are in there.
Sure. Don't throw them away. I'm going to see how close they are to my upstairs.
I'll archive them.
No, don't give them some. They still think they're no. Pick those two.
Well, I'm just going to see what they how they look.
Don't forget. Don't be thinking you're looking at number two when you're looking at number
well,
three.
Well,
got it wrong.
Can we work on one now?
Yeah, work
time?
On those
no,
two.
I mean Patsy. Have you got time to go work on one now? You gotta go.
Do I want to call Nikki down here
for
the agenda discussions?
Yes.
Thank you.
You know where I'm at?
Yeah.
I thought I would ask you a question. Unless you're utilizing this, could you put this up on the wall or up the hallway?
She has to look at this to be able to recreate it. That's why I need to bring it back to you. But as soon as we get it,
we'll redraw them with black lines and quit. We don't have to use the markers in.
Yes, we'll have people mark it for you.
Danny and Ron, we just got an update from the floor.
No, I want to see what it looks like from my...
Based off projected
items. I didn't bring it.
Well, it'll come out official. Hey, Danny. Jim Sandberg just sent us an update on the core, what they're expecting.
Is that right?
The Corps just sent us our update. Says, below is a summary of potential future operations of the White River Basin based off of the quantitative precipitation forecast. There's a lot of models out there. This is the most current one they've got. They aren't saying how many inches, but they're saying is the Beaver Lake, which is operating at 1128 right now, would go up to 1131. Table Rock would go from 920... We don't need that again. Would go from 9 to 934, which some of the same roads would go under again.
Yeah.
And the release would be close to 55,000.
How much are they predicting?
5 inches.
Two to 5 inches. This is the low projection. This is the small projection. The big projection went north.
Mm-hmm. We missed two major rains right. North. Two major storms.
Bull Shoals could crest at 697. That's 3 feet more than that. 3 feet higher than the highest point. So, Ron, did you get that email? Danny, you're on that email list, so you should have got it.
When did you get it? Because I've been getting them from here. But
just,
them
you just, oh, it was sent here.
Down here I've got 90. Is that
336, we got this update. And you're on the list too, Ron. Just pay attention to him because I think the rain's supposed to be moving in this afternoon.
You changed the front of my screen, Doctor.
I did?
Real tiny up here now? What does it mean?
Where is it tiny? I didn't change nothing, did I?
Little bar, it used to be huge.
This bar? I didn't do that. That bar? No bar.
No. That always used to fill the whole tire.
What did I do?
I don't know.
Do you like it?
I don't know yet.
Okay. I don't know what I did.
I can't get it to work. But...
Hey, Nikki.
I'm running to the bathroom.
Hey, Nick.
I think we should.
Douglas County, I heard you.
I think we should.
Oh, I didn't make. Hey, I wanted Douglas County.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I love Douglas County.
Oh, I know you do.
So what do you think, Nick? After the 1 o'clock arrival of everybody, do you think we should schedule times or not? When we had 26 people out front. And I ain't budging either.
Great.
Right. And
well, something has to
give somewhere. If he decides to go the other way, I'm going to go. I was going to smile so you threw that load at me, and I hate you for it.
Will you go to the media? Do you promise to go to the media?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm used to that. Nikki, what would you like? I know we've talked about us. What about you?
I just want things to run smoothly when you have meetings.
How would you do that, Nikki? Give me specifics.
Listen to me.
We are listening to you.
When I tell you that you're on a time schedule.
How will we know we're on a time schedule if we don't post times, Nikki?
Well, you, Jim, look at your calendar so you know that there are specifics.
No. I'm thinking about going paper. It's working for the other two guys.
What about would you consider half hour or hour increments? Like if you post four or five things in order and then nobody would wait more than 30 minutes to an hour.
That'd be better, wouldn't it be? Maybe?
That would be a compromise.
I'm an
easy
person to get along with
the best
of my life.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to laugh too loud.
Are we still on?
Yeah, we are. He said he's an easy guy to get along with.
I agree. Oh, a second. Here, Danny, no one heard you.
Did the microphone. I said it again.
Hey, really, I would like to know how you feel about that. And I have come to a compromise with Mr. Strophus, which is I hate just the fact that I have to say that I did that. But I have come to a compromise as far as the agenda. If we could set at least four issues or something within an hour's period of time, or she can make those arrangements. If one of them is 30 minutes, you could have three within an hour.
Well, now if there's three at 30...
I'm talking about 1:30 and 2:15s, or there may be five on there if there's a 5 minute and a 10 minute or whatever.
So your suggestion on Mondays and Thursdays when we're scheduling, basically put an every hour checkpoint to make sure we're back on
track. And then whoever's there, we can do the postpone to a
definite time.
If they're not present, we're talking about an issue. I'm not liking this. Don't just think because I'm smiling, I'm liking it.
You want me to talk because it's going to get worse.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. I was wanting to hear your side of the story.
Well, obviously there's two sides and there's pros and cons. We've been trying this and it doesn't work very well, in my opinion, for people who are here because there's no set time and they wait for an hour. Or an hour and a half, that's a problem. You're not on here, are you? The other side of the coin is exactly what you said, when we have dead time for an hour, that's a problem, problematic. But I would like to try to schedule, not just preliminarily, but where we actually look. And then we only have one person to blame if it's for 10 minutes and it goes for 30, and that's me, because at 10 minutes I'm going to call it with you all's permission.
Okay.
Now,
throwing that out there until she was watching.
No, no, let me say this. If Nikki will, and this puts the monkey on Nikki's back, which I was trying to keep from doing.
Yes.
She's going to have to schedule and ask those people that are speaking a definite time. You only have 5 minutes. You only have 10 minutes before the commission.
But aren't you starting to do that anyway with this agenda request forms? You're asking those questions.
I specifically ask them how long.
You're very lenient with it.
And they're not going on there anyway unless we approve them on the agenda, correct, on Thursday?
Correct, unless one of you initiates the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless it's like a something emergency came up. But, yeah, it's Thursday for the following week.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that if we look currently at what we have, preliminary study meeting, public comment, good. 9 o'clock, call County Commission to order and take 5 minutes to do all that business. 10 at the most. What do you gentlemen think about that? Oh. So we'll have the prayer, Pledge of Allegiance, previous meeting minutes, accounts payable, journal entries, transfers. We can do all of that in under 10 minutes. 5 minutes? Yeah.
10 minutes max. 5 minutes is great too. 5 minutes.
Yeah. Then we'll schedule our first, if these gentlemen agree, our first meeting at 9:05. And our next meeting, however long it's supposed to take, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
So give them.
What do you mean by that, Ron, if these gentlemen agree?
If you two gentlemen agree to what I'm saying, I can see you crying sitting there in your chair. I would like to try that. I think that if we do our business and move forward, we can keep a time schedule.
I agree, sir.
That's fine.
Nikki,
so
is it harder or easier for you?
No, that's fine. I just need to know. So each meeting
may be different.
A time, a specific time.
Let's try that, beginning this coming Monday.
Okay. Try it for the week?
Let's try it for the week.
Can I just throw one thing out there,
just
for consideration? If there is a five-minute meeting, how about we just pile that, we have two entries, and try to block it. Most everything's 15. Is it not, Nikki? Most everything's 15?
Yes. I mean, there's some 30 if it gets into...
Right, but it's usually every 15 minutes on the hour. And I'm just trying to figure out, if we have five-minute deals, she's doing a lot of typing. And I'm just trying to... I'm trying to...
No, you're not.
I'm trying.
Well, we shouldn't have a lot of five-minute deals, and it's us that's establishing this agenda.
Right.
And it should be us that's steering this agenda rather than
right.
others.
Well, I think you're right. I think we post everything on a time slot starting at 9:05 on Monday.
Just a thought here. Like, for instance, today we start at 8 o'clock. The next item, put in parentheses out here, this is the time we're supposed to start, so you get a little leeway.
No, I think we just do it here. Let's try it. I mean, 2 weeks. Let's try it for a couple weeks, and if it just miserably fails, then let's go back.
Preliminary study meeting, public comment, call County Commission meeting to order, prayer, Pledge of Allegiance, previous meeting minutes, accounts payable, journal entries. 5 minutes.
I mean,
if it stretches out 10, we're going to kick right in at the next one.
Yeah,
we're going to catch up.
5 minutes. So that's a 5 minute there.
But if you're wanting to give 15 minutes to the others because you feel they need 15, then
let me have that real fast. I'll show you what that would have been today.
The only way that would change is if I had an extremely long pledge,
or I start praying longer. So like this would have been.
You two don't stop clowning. You're going to need to start praying.
Yeah. If everybody knew what kind of day we'd been through, they'd think just a little bit of clowning might help.
Do we have anything else for today, gentlemen?
No, sir.
No.
Nikki, are we set on what we're going to try to do next week?
I was going to show you this, guys, real fast, what this was going to look like today.
Are you using your crayon still?
Yeah. That's what today's would have looked like. So. Because that's how she had scheduled on the calendar. Which is fine. I mean,
it's great.
And I think, you know, gentlemen, and I think both of you are with on the same page of this. Us working through lunch is an inconvenience, but it's not that big a deal for us to work through lunch.
No.
It's not that big a deal for us to start some 8 o'clock meetings whenever.
You're right.
But the public has a 9 o'clock mentality for the court system, whether it be down at the judicial facility or even here. So
originally, I had the meeting starting at 9, but I thought that Ron had his conference call at 10, so that's why I pushed it back to 8.
Right, and you're fine with that. And
I've now moved those to Friday.
Correct, yeah. And I've changed that on your calendar.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Fellas, I think this will work fine.
Excellent.
I know we've got a full schedule for next Thursday. I'd like to look at it, but I would love to go back over some road and bridge stuff with the road and bridge boys in front of the commission.
Okay.
And whenever we get ready to schedule that, well.
For next Thursday?
Well, I don't know how Thursday's going to work. We got, I mean, it looks like a truckload of stuff for next Thursday. Gentlemen, I went out and drove some roads, and we've got some things that need to be addressed quickly. It's because of this flood. I mean, because of this rain situation.
Have we got time on Monday to meet with guys?
Next Thursday.
Yeah, I guess we could.
Never set that up. Yeah. Nikki, can we meet Monday with Road and Bridge guys?
We could talk about issues on the east, Jim, and you might have some on the west, but no, we need to talk about some of this stuff for the flood.
We don't know yet.
Well, I know, but we can arrange for this.
Right. I'll know more Monday. Okay. I just have to wait on Monday.
Post something Monday for...
Yeah, post it. Yeah. That'd be great. Looks like at 9:35 is what it looks like, but you can find out. Okay. Great.
Now, Jim, what I was going to do, Jim, is not do anything that concerned the entire look at the county, but I was going to talk about, you know, I made the road trip last Friday, I believe it was, or maybe it was Monday, I care, Tuesday. I made the road trip, and I seen some things that need to be addressed.
Sure.
Immediately, and so...
Well, if the rain comes in like they're talking about, we could have some more flooding issues Monday. So,
if we do, we're going to have some roads that are.
Well, if it happens to Bull Shoal like they're talking about, we've got a bit more flooding there. But we don't have to watch the weather like we've been telling everybody. I found that on the ground, so I picked it up. I will move that we adjourn for the day.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn for the day. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We'll stand adjourned until 8:30 a.m.